What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Summer is almost here, and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited for today's episode because we have a additional guest on today. Of course, we've got Catherine.
Hello.
And we've got the one and only, a little bit fancy, Kristen Brust.
Hi. Talking to a microphone like you've done this before, Brust.
Oh gosh.
So I saw the rundown today, and we have would you like to introduce who we have on today?
No, I can't. I'm squealy.
So I was like, there's only one. I texted Catherine. I was like, you know who we have to have on tomorrow, right? Because like she's obsessed. I mean, she's so obsessed that she's dressed like Carrie Bradshaw today.
It's a way of life, I like to think, but that's fine. It's not creepy. It's just supportive.
Do you like the new season?
I needed them back. Mm-hmm. I just needed them in my life. It feels like cozy and good. And so for that, I love the new season. It's hard to watch some of it.
In which sense?
Well, I mean, if anybody's been under a rock, they know that Big is no longer with us in a lot of ways. Yikes. But Big dying was really hard for me. It made us all a widow.
Right. But where did you think the season was going to go if Big didn't die?
I don't know, but someplace happier. Someplace happier. I waited like 10 years or something.
It's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally hear you, but at the same time, it's like the whole show is about like Carrie's love life. So
right,
it's
right,
like,
right.
Okay, she's happy. Great. Well, who likes a happily ever after?
Apparently, no one. And now you're all caught up.
Only you.
Oh, Lord. It was funny. Can you shut that door, by the way? I hear the cuckoo clock. Just like, do you guys hear how loud that cuckoo clock is?
No, not at all.
But you're right there. It's loud, right?
I think it's just cuckoo. Existing, but allow me to shut the door. Existing.
What are we shutting? This is a good metaphor. Here we go. What are we shutting the door to right now in our life?
Hmm. Oh, we just took a turn.
We did.
I love the turn.
Thank you.
A little bit fancy. What are you shutting the door on?
I'm shutting the door on control.
Ooh.
I know. It's a big one. That just came to me this week, actually. Control freak. And I love my own plan. So I'm just releasing control.
Were you in my therapy session yesterday?
No.
Or mine today?
Oh, really? By the way, fun fact, we all have the same therapist. Hi, Amy. Shout out to Refuge Center of Counseling in Wrangell, Tennessee. I was just like, because I was telling you that I had therapy yesterday. Oh, no, I said, when do you see Amy next? So I just saw her yesterday. And she goes, oh, Catherine's seeing her today.
And I have her Friday.
Poor Amy.
Sweet Amy. I wonder if sometimes she really does want to talk more about each other. Like, I say things and I can see her face, like, make a twitch. And I'm like, well, Jana. And she's like, and I was like, I know you can't confirm or deny that you have Jana Kramer as your patient. She gives me this look like, stop pushing the HIPAA policy. Like, get out of my life.
I'm always like, my friend.
Oh, I always say, I'm like, well, Catherine said, yeah. And then I was like, and then I talked about Nick a little bit because we were, why did I talk about Nick? Oh, because I said, like, I appreciate, like, he's like a brother to me. And so, like, because she was asking about Ian, because she's very protective. Yeah. And so she was just asking, like,
I can tell you how bad I wanted to talk about you and Ian today, but I didn't.
Why would you talk about us in your therapy session?
We talked about how we had a double date.
Did the angle still stress you out?
I did not tell the therapist about the angle.
I was also like, the same reason you're talking about her husband in your therapy is the same reason she wanted to talk about your boyfriend in her therapy.
But like, why?
No, I was talking about how we had like a double date. Mm. And she's like, oh, do y'all do that often? And then I was like, wanted to like, but I didn't. I came back. It was good. It was like talking about how it was fun and it was good.
What did you want to say, Catherine?
I just like wanted to talk about it. I wanted to be like, what do you think? But I didn't.
Oh, I would like for you guys to.
She would never. She wouldn't give me anything.
But going back to control, it's interesting because I was in therapy yesterday and I just started. That was when I'm. So in church, we talked about fasting and I'm like, okay.
Jana Kramer.
What?
Get out of here.
Stop.
This is okay. Like I could cry because I know this is divine timing.
Oh.
The fasting is control.
Fasting is feasting.
I can't handle you. I cannot handle you. This is what I'm fasting from.
Me too.
Well, we better hunker down together because neither one of us are good at it.
I was about to say, good luck.
Well, thanks, Catherine.
No, in a good way.
Meet us on February 10th when she hits the fan.
Hey, I can respect. I'm control too. I get it.
But it's interesting because when I was sitting in church, I was like, you know, where they were talking about fasting, how fasting is feasting. And I'm like, I can't fast food because I already have a bad relationship with food in general.
Same.
So I can't skip a meal because I already skip probably more than I should. I shouldn't say that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't have the greatest relationship. I'm getting
better. I don't need to use God as my crutch for another reason not to eat food.
And it's cool if you do, like, I, you know, people do, like Pastor Kevin was saying, like, it doesn't have to be food. It can be social media.
Right. And he said because some people don't have great relationships with food.
Right. So fasting doesn't have to be just on food.
No.
So I was, you know, we had the moment of like song and then prayer. It's like, think about what you need to fast. And I'm like, all right. I'm like, I had wine. I'm like, oh no. I'm like, I haven't drank in a week, you know? So I know everyone's like, wow, great job.
You're great.
Thank you.
You were longer than that before.
Yeah.
You're doing
9 months.
Twice she did that, guys.
Trying to catch up on this.
I was trying to give you
80 weeks of sobriety.
I know.
I tried.
So I was just sitting there and I was just like, and then I started to cry and I was like, where's the cry from? And it obviously involves Mike, but it's the control of that, like, it's the control around all of it, trying to control his emotions, trying to control how he feels about me, trying to control my outcome of my relationship, trying to control. And it was just like control. Like I have to like, and so I brought that to Amy yesterday and I had like this like mental breakdown with her because I was just like, I am terrified when I don't have control because I've never felt in control because it's like in my relationship, I never felt control because I'm like, who knew when Mike was going to cheat on me? You know, what would
not me and not Catherine. Sorry. Too honest? Are we winding down?
Can we have you every week?
That fucking
guy. I didn't say it.
So it's like, you know, I was always like, and I had to, and I did. I became controlling in that relationship because I was so fucking terrified.
Of course you were.
Of him cheating again. And, you know, of course. And so my stronghold on him, of course, made him cheat more.
Well, I wouldn't say that is what made him cheat. Mm-mm. Not going to let you do that.
It was probably a portion of it.
Ooh, that's not a fair. Yeah. No, I don't think that's a fair thing to say.
No.
Now you might have tried to deal with that with control. You tried to deal with him cheating with control, but that didn't cause him to do anything. He already did it. He makes his own choices.
I still struggle with that piece. Honestly.
Right. But just want to keep reminding you.
I still like.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not going to let you.
Okay.
I'm not going to let that be about something you did.
But if I didn't do, but you're right. You're right. No.
Then you just need a period at the end of that sentence.
Period.
Dot. And we're done.
Okay.
All right. Commas. No commas.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Kramer, you're really nailing it.
Okay. So that's, and so then the next relationship now with, you know, or just anything in general, I'm just like, and then we started talking about food because like Ian's always on my case. Like you need to eat. And then I'm like, no. And I'm like, oh my God, last time I was controlling food was when I was so terrified about the mic stuff. And so then I'm now controlling what I eat because that's what I can control.
We are best friends for a reason. Okay.
Okay. So yeah. So it's like, I won't eat. So for example, like I won't eat what he says to eat. Cause I'm like, I get to control what I eat.
I didn't know this. Interesting.
So that's what like sat in with me. But so it's very.
So you just put your foot down with the cheeseburger. And you're really like showing
whether, whether it's healthy or not healthy or whatever it is, or if it's just unhealthy.
No, anything.
It's anything.
It's
anything.
Being told what to do.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was. Mm-hmm. I didn't
strong
know if it was
Sagittarius
just
energy.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's very unhealthy habits that I have right now with food. Okay. So I'm learning because like he wants me to eat healthier, you know, not healthier. He wants me not eat bars my entire meals.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you do feed yourself like a hamster at a pet store. I mean,
I mean, you eat. I don't want people to think you
thank
don't.
You.
You definitely eat.
You do
and
eat.
You eat often. You eat every 2 hours or whatever. But I think what he's trying to get you to do is eat.
Crack an egg. He wants her to crack
meals.
An egg.
Okay, well, lately I haven't been doing that and that's the problem.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Well, you used to. So
I used to. Yeah. And so now that's
and
where. And so
bars.
Now because I've lost control of.
Got it. Okay.
Mike and the marriage and new situations. I've gone back to like not being healthy.
Is
with
that
it.
More recent or since the divorce? Ever
recent.
Since the divorce?
Because I think I'm now out of control. Like I can't control. I don't know what's going to happen in my new relationship. So it's like a. So I kind of had that like breakthrough. And then with the church thing and then. So yeah, it's like I'm trying to fast control.
Well, we're going to do it.
How do we do it?
So every time we want control,
shake.
We have. I know someone
we have
needs
to pray.
Someone needs to know what that sounds.
Yeah,
like.
When you're trying to.
Because I
sorry,
can see
Mark.
It,
okay, I have to at least have my protein after I run. There you go.
Yeah. No, it's good. You need your protein shake.
So when you're trying to control a situation, you are to stop and pray
because we're not in control. But I do that too. And then I get exhausted, like a different kind of tired because it's exhausting trying to control things.
It's
and people.
Heavy too.
It's tiring. Can't do it. So every time now I just go, I say out loud, like, I trust you, God.
Mm-hmm. So what Amy told me, and what she might tell you too, is to
can
write
we guys
it.
Start like, can we combine sessions and save a little, or
save a little?
Like, I know what a BOGO is, but is there like a Trogo or something? Because
I don't think
this chick is like
done is the problem.
Flipping through her sermon and getting 120 every 3 times a week. Amy's like, yeah, actually, I've heard this one before. So,
oh, bless her. Okay, I want to get back on this topic.
Wait, tell me what Amy said.
She basically says, write it, like have it basically like how you feel now and how you feel at the end of the month when you have released some of that control.
Okay.
So it's like situations with like Mike, like today, like I had a situation with him when he came to the door and it's like, I wanted to say something, but it's like, I just prayed and like, I can't control his reactions, nor can I control how he speaks. So I'm just going to.
Good for you.
Yeah. And I felt it. I prayed. I released it. And now I'm going to write about it. Because by the end of it, hopefully it's not going to have that that hold on us.
It won't.
The heaviness.
Yeah.
And I want to go to your control in your session. But first, we're going to take a break because we've got to talk sex and we've got to talk the city. Sex in the City. Be right back.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students. And help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. All right, so we're going to have Candace Bushnell on. She basically is the Carrie Bradshaw. She's the one who wrote Sex and the City. She had the column. And so we're going to have her on to talk about all things Sex and the City, how it started. And let's get her on.
Hi, Mon. How are you guys?
Hi, love. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm Jana. This is Catherine. This is Kristen. Or I should say, like, she's you. she dressed like Carrie.
It's intense. Is it too soon, Candace? Is it too soon to show you?
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
She's showing the tulle skirt.
Although I don't think I've ever actually worn a tutu.
No?
No.
I mean,
Sarah Jessica Parker has.
Yeah, plenty of times.
Yeah, I don't think I have ever worn one.
Well, great. I've got bike shorts under it. Have you ever worn those? Because I can take this right off and we can just start over.
Bike shorts I wear all the time.
Okay, great. So let me just reintroduce myself. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I did wear a tutu once to one of the premieres. I can't remember which one. Maybe it was the third season.
I love that.
It gave permission. I've never been coordinated like some of my friends on this couch.
I just ran and I'm in sweatpants and running shoes.
I'm just saying, like, you're coordinated. Yeah. You used to do figure skating.
Oh, like that kind of coordinated. So,
I thought you were color coordinated. I was like, what?
No. Like, as a runner, this gave me the permission. It was the permission slip I needed to wear a tutu that I would have not otherwise been in ever in my life because I'm not a ballerina.
So, okay, so we have to talk Sex and the City because obviously, I mean, it's a show I'm obsessed with, continue to watch. I mean, I, when I was on the road, my band guys would hear like the opening credits and they're like, oh, there she goes. Like she's watching Sex and the City again. But for you, like where, like you started, when did you start writing your columns?
In 1994.
Okay.
Probably before you were born.
No girl. 83, 38. Like it's a thing. Which is why when I went out for the Carrie Diaries, because I'm also an actress, I was like, I'm way too old. Like, I can't do this. Oh,
I love the Carrie Diaries.
So good.
It was such a cute show.
I don't understand, like, why it didn't continue on. Did you watch it?
I did watch it. And well, it didn't continue.
I know why.
I don't know. We need
it. I don't know why.
Do you want to bring it back?
I know a great Carrie.
Right. It's all, you know, I think they've all grown up now.
Yeah.
So whatever. But so you auditioned for the Carrie Diaries. That's great.
I did. It was quite a long time ago, but yeah, I mean, I was too old. It's all good. No hard feelings. It's totally fine. But
Candace is like, is this a good time for me to tell you I wasn't actively participating in the casting of that? Is this couple's
I'm
therapy?
I'm trying to remember if I was. Yeah, I was lot in Lipstick Jungle. It just depends.
Yeah, I had so Rob, I was on One Tree Hill, and so Rob, who was on Lipstick Jungle, and I loved that show. And again, I was so angry that one didn't continue on too. Did you see that?
I know.
One?
That was just so.
It was steamy. It was fun. It was like sexy. I loved all of it.
Yeah, and I love those actresses. I love the stories.
Yeah,
I think it was weirdly, it was a little bit ahead of its time because. Mm-hmm. It was a little too feminist in a way, because that was the time when, you know, it was all about getting married and marrying Mr. Big. Mm-hmm. And remember all these actresses were saying like, I'm not a feminist. So it was a little ahead of its time. The idea of, you know, the girl boss, the woman boss, people were still like, oh, they must be bitches because they're successful.
Bitches unite. Bitches unite. Welcome to the Wind Down Podcast.
I love my agent. My agent's always like, if I had 5 cents for every time someone called me a bitch, I'd be rich.
That's always like so annoying because it's like, I remember my ex used to be like, you know, you're too hard. I'm like, but you can talk that same way and it's fine for you. But yet I'm
always
bitchy. Mm-hmm. Like I don't like that at all. But who reached out to you to have Sex in the City, like, actually become a show from your column?
A lot of people.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. A lot of people. HBO was always after me, and New Line and Fine Line and ABC. So there were at least 3 movie companies that wanted to buy it. And I did go out to LA, but you know, they didn't have a clue. Like at that time, New York and LA, the sensibilities were so different. Like Sex and the City, it could never, ever come out of a writer's room. There's no way like writers could ever come up with that. TV writers could never, ever come up with Sex and the City. HBO was interested and ABC was interested. And in that time, I'd also met Darren Star.
How did you guys meet?
We met because I did a story about him for Vogue magazine, because he was doing Central Park West. I don't know if you guys remember that show.
I remember it was, but I didn't watch.
It lasted for one season and it was Mariel. Yeah, Mariel Hemingway. And then he decided to do, so I met him and then he said he wanted to do Sex in the City. And Darren was somebody who I knew. I'd been hanging out with him a bit. I'd shown him New York and he did Melrose Place in 90210, which were huge. Mm-hmm. And we just had a really good time and Darren had a great sense of humor and we were laughing about everything. So I thought, well, I'll sell it to Darren Star, which was actually a really smart thing to do now that I look back, because, you know, when you sell something to TV, you still have to find that producer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a whole deal making a TV show. You know, there's like the showrunner, the producer. That's the person who wants to be on the set every day. I don't want to be on the set every day.
Did you want to be in the writing room at all? Like, did you feel like territorial?
I was in the writing room for the first two seasons.
Okay.
A bit. It's not, you know, it's like I was a novelist. Like, mm-hmm. being a TV writer mm-hmm. was not considered. I mean, first of all, it was something that I never even knew that that was a job when I was younger. And, you know, it's not as, it wasn't quite as cool as, you know, being a novelist. Mm-hmm.
So. I still don't think it is. So there's my two cents for you, Candace. I still think you're the OG. So I read, and I do have like some sort of mom dementia at this point because I have two little kids. And so really, I don't have any of my shit together, but I do have this question. I thought I read somewhere that when it started, you were, I hope I'm not, just love me through this, but were you, was Carrie Bradshaw your alter ego? Like you wrote it as a Carrie Bradshaw, like that's you.
No, when I was writing the column, mm-hmm. my parents, I think I'd written like one or two columns. I went to a sex club and I just did a one woman show, which was called Is There Still Sex in the City? And this is one of the stories I tell, how I created Sex in the City, why I invented Carrie Bradshaw. And the reason is that I went to a sex club and then my parents called up and said, oh, we're going to read, we've taken a subscription to the New York Observer. And my parents are really conservative. They were really conservative. So I was like, you know, I always have to worry about what my parents think. I mean, I feel like there's so much more I probably would have done and written if, you know, not for my parents who were very judgy. So I didn't know what to do. So I just came up with this name, Carrie Bradshaw. That was my alter ego.
Oh, wow.
So I was basically the narrator and Carrie Bradshaw was my alter ego. So, and I made her kind of, I don't know. I had sort of fun with the character. I felt like the character didn't necessarily have to be nice.
So were the girls then like Charlotte, Miranda, Samantha, not your, they were like, were they also loosely based off of just the friends around you is what I have.
Yes, but I had a lot of friends. So in the book, there are like way more women. But when you make a TV show, mm-hmm. the first thing you do is, well, we can't have more than four characters. We can't have more than four women because the audience won't keep track of them. And obviously they have more women on Real Housewives, but you know, that's just a sort of standard TV formula.
Sure. And did some of the characters kind of fold into each other then? Like some of your book characters kind of get adopted by the four main.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And in the book, one friend would say a couple of different things to me and I would make them into two people to disguise people's identity, et cetera.
So I'm curious, are you watching the new and Just Like That? Are you watching the new show?
I've watched a couple of episodes.
How do you feel
not
about the new?
Up.
You're not, okay.
I think it's very Sarah Jessica Parker and Michael Patrick King.
Yeah.
And I think it's very, very in line with their creativity, their idea of what's good. And I feel like my sensibility is the TV show Sex in the City. Mm-hmm. It's like that sensibility of, you know, women, of life, of the absurdism of life is something, you know, the social observation, the very detailed social observation where, you know, I've been compared to Jane Austen many times. You know, that's what I do. And I feel like that's in all of my books. It's in Lipstick Jungle, somewhat. I would have liked to have it more, and you know, the Carrie Diaries. So I feel like that's my sensibility, and that's what I'm going to bring to everything that I do. It's the sensibility of, is there still Sex in the City?
Candace, you created a freedom that you don't even, it's going to long outlive anything else. Like, it's really, you've created a legacy. It's your observations really paved the way in every character and just the empowerment that we all could have. I mean, I know you probably hear that and it sounds cliche or whatever, but it does matter. From Tiny Town Girls in Saline, Michigan, watching your show going like, I want to fucking do that.
Yeah. I mean, I know. I think that's really important. That's really what it's about, is giving women a different way to look at their lives. Like, you know, I know it seems crazy, but 30 years ago, even 20 years ago, we were really saying, go to college, then get married and have kids. And maybe, you know, but you can't really be independent. You don't get that Sex in the City time in your life to figure out who you are, what you're about, who you want to be with, and what you want to pursue.
And make friends.
And I feel like now you do. And now you have that. Yes.
Yeah, like this, you know?
I love that. Well, real thank life. You so much, Candace. I appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, thanks, have Candace. Fun.
Bye.
Bye. There's something to be said, too, about what you just said.
I was sweating.
You good?
Sweating, feeling good.
How's that control? Are you controlling your sweating?
I had to control a lot of things. I felt like a Buddy the Elf when he's like, I'm in love with you and I don't care who knows it. Like, I just really had to calm it down. It's fine. Everything's fine. And also the 50 pounds of tulle doesn't help the heat either.
Well, you got those biker shorts on.
Not a breathable fabric.
Let's take a break and we'll go back with some control.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Okay, so about your therapy session, how'd it go, Kat?
It was good. It was pretty light today.
It was light.
We discovered that I thought I was the wrong Enneagram number.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well,
did you redo a test?
I did. I redid
there,
a test.
In the office?
No, I had done it.
I need you to read
before
the
I went. And then we read through a lot of the book
what
today.
Did you think you were?
A five.
What's a five?
It's like very rare, but I think it's like, well, basically like they're like hermits, but they like a lot of information. And since I like to be alone, I mm-hmm. think that that's where that kind of came from. But I'm actually an eight.
Oh,
the
definitely
challenger.
An eight.
Yes. But I have like little things that go
eight.
A little five.
I'm a little yeah. triggered.
No. A healthy eight is good.
Oh, is Mike an eight? If you think back, there are things that were similar about us.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'll admit that.
But no, you're the healthy version. That's
because
what I'm saying.
I could understand him when he wanted
true.
To be alone uh-huh. or when he needed. I could understand that part of him, but I couldn't understand uh-huh. there's choices and there's ways to be healthy and there's ways to, you uh-huh. know, there's a lot of positives to eight. I mean,
unhealthy
it's not just,
eights are.
They're
narcissists.
Yeah. Well, it's literally.
Unhealthy eights.
Yeah. Unhealthy. I mean, they have. So there's like the healthy version of any number and then the okay version of every number and then the unhealthy. And then below that's the personality disorders. And I think borderline personality disorder and narcissism are
eights,
what they go to when they're at like the lowest of low.
Well, what Amy told me today is it's not a bad thing. So thanks, guys.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Well, healthy eights make the world go round because you challenge and you don't just accept information for the way it comes. And you are like, you're like a path maker.
Yeah.
That's what I like about you guys.
It was like she had me read things and she was like, you know, call out the ones that feel true to you. And I would say a majority of them did, but some of them mm-hmm. didn't too.
Sure.
So I still feel like I'm a mix. But anyway, so that was good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. That
Sorry.
Was fun. Sorry, I didn't mean to trigger you. But that doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me, actually.
I'm just saying it like in a funny way.
Yeah.
What are you?
I'm a two.
I know.
I'm an unhealthy
what
two.
What are you?
No, you're a healthy two.
I mean, but I'm also like to a detriment.
Oh, yeah. Well, I... Codependency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a two also?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wing one. Rules matter.
Yeah, I don't know what my wing is.
I think I'm wing three. What's three?
You're definitely wing three.
Yeah,
what's
I was
three?
Gonna say.
The achiever.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
So great. It's like what makes everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say anything bad about your eight.
No.
I just
think about eights is they don't
I just shed an eight.
Yeah, eights don't give a shit. So it's actually perfect. So she won't.
But
she
you
won't
know, underneath eights are actually very loving. It's just hard for people to see it. Maybe not your eight.
I actually have always hugged you aggressively every time I see you. So it probably is a lot for you. But I don't think you're like an unapproachable. I think you're a very healthy eight.
Thank you.
I think a healthy eight's actually hot. It's the unhealthiest.
Well,
like.
They're like boss babes. They're kind of.
Things should happen.
I wonder what's Preston?
A nine.
What's that?
A peacekeeper.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What's next?
She asked me that today and I couldn't remember. What is three?
Achiever.
No. Two maybe?
Is he a
what's
seven?
What exactly is a two?
A two is like.
A helper.
Yeah, like a helper. Like. How can I help you?
I don't remember. She actually just emailed me before and said, have Nick take this and then go to this website and see how y'all work together.
Yeah,
I need Ian to take it.
Okay, so the road
back
to you.
I bet he's going to be, if he's an eight, I have to break up with him.
No. Ian's not. No.
I feel so triggered right now, too.
No. Okay.
Maybe that's why we work, Jana.
Maybe. It is. But, well, like, because, you know, in stress,
because I'm your challenger. But I also challenge you.
You know, it's good. I'm not
just a yes person for you, Jana.
I, contrary to who thinks.
Yeah, yeah.
See? Who thinks you're a yes person?
Oh, we had a, we had someone that said that. I just have yes people around me. I'm like, the fuck I do.
Like, see, I'm your challenger.
Like, yeah, people like are, like, I got this one challenging me at my ass all the time. I got, no, in the best. In
a loving way. I am definitely a two for you, though.
In a tough, like, in a loving, but not loving, like in a, like she's loving. You're in like a, I got your, like,
can I give you something right now?
Love way.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah. Oh God. Sorry. What am I doing wrong? I'm sorry.
I actually talked about this in therapy. I didn't say your name, but I actually talked about this in therapy because it triggered me majorly the other day.
Oh, what'd I do?
No, character
it's not
named
bad, but it was myself. You were talking about your friends and you said, I have the one that is tough love. And then I have the loving ones. And so I went to Amy and I was like, people don't see me as loving.
Oh, that's not what
And I'm... she was like, I know, but that's so been sorry. One of my things. Yeah. Oh.
I think you're extra loving.
She doesn't.
But it, no, but no, you know what? In our relationship though, like you don't have to do that for me probably. Like tough love. I'm hard enough on myself.
Yeah.
Time out. But you know the difference, right? First of all, I'm sorry.
No.
I feel so bad.
No, that's on me. Like that's my like... Well, that's what we're something. Working through. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just there. But and maybe I can say it in a different way. But like I just go to the like that day of the next day after I filed for divorce. That's the day that I go to. Are you getting upset right now?
No. I mean, this is my shit, not your
shit. I'm sorry. No.
Well, see, in my mind, the day after the divorce, that's what you needed.
I did.
But it was clearly tough love. Not. Yeah.
I did.
She needed you.
Oh, this is like, maybe I don't want to talk about this.
No, this is good.
It's actually good because I think that friendships, I think that people tune into you a lot of times for your friendships. I mean, I know when you post something about me, people will write to me right away and they're like, I wish I had this. I wish that I had what y'all have. There's this like thing you guys have.
And we each bring different things. And 100%.
It's a very real sense of like life. Like we're not sugarcoating. We're not. I mean, I think this is a good thing. Like the way you work with your friends and the way we're all honest with each other. Like if you say things that are tough to me, it's hard for me. That's why you don't say those things.
I'm just looking at you. This is literally like you guys are like,
Kristen, like Jana has spoken over me about my marriage at times and been like, a truth teller for me in times where now I'll get emotional. We're all just going to start crying.
We need you, Amy. Where's Amy? Where's our therapist?
Oh, Amy's like, what? This is a show. Have I not done better than this? This is like watching your kids perform at competition and they're failing.
They're literally all failing and in tears. It's
anyways,
fine.
It just is like the realness is what we all need. That's why I feel like, I mean, when I said to you it was time with Mike, which I felt like I really was an advocate for Mike, I felt like I really tried to graciously assume and was very pro-team marriage for you guys. But like when I was like, it's time. Like
when you texted me, it's time, that's when I go, oh, shit.
Like,
because you've never said that. You've always been like, I got your back no matter what.
I
like,
will you cut can him work. Up and put him in a bag. Like,
like, I got you. Like, no, either way. But like when you said it's time, that's all you said. I mean, that like, that was my like, oh, we're here.
But then Catherine's teamwork and all that is, so there's the conversation happening with you on a group text. And then there's a conversation happening without you on a group text. And all for your good and all things we would say in front of you, but we're not going to flood you, you know, and nothing was bad. But it was like Catherine going like, I've seen this. I don't want her to back out. Like, we have to keep moving forward. And we're all like, you have to keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. And Catherine also had that side of her, which was the business side. So she could say, like, listen, we've got things to do. Mm-hmm. But without Catherine, I mean, I know I just would have been like, okay, we're going back in again. I mean, that's why you're critical, is what I'm saying. Well, like, the honesty.
And I shouldn't, and I apologize. I shouldn't separate. You just give me more tough love. But I do need that though.
Right.
And so, but it's not, but you're not loving.
Right. You're very loving. And again, I mean, it was a good thing for me to hear because mm-hmm. then I could take it in. Cause she has said that to me before in a sense that like, you don't feel like people see you as loving. Mm. And so then that happened and I was like, oh my God, you're right. I don't. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so all good.
Do you have any emotions you want to share? Because no, I love it when you cry. Get over here.
I'm good.
Let me hold you.
No, too much therapy.
You're so loving. You're so loving.
Like we're all very healthy.
I'm not
going to
be happy until you're crying because there's emotion that you're already tough loving yourself out of having. You're tough loving yourself, Gavin.
Well, now I feel bad because I like hated on your number. I called you like, now I'm just
Candace told me straight up she's never wore a fucking dual skirt in her life. I mean, does anyone want to talk about what I'm going to talk to Amy about on Friday? Because I just feel like I was like, well, I'm the girl she hates.
I am sorry. I think you have, I love that you're an eight. Circle back.
Welcome to the new podcast, Eight Appreciation.
Hey, it is where I could, though, even though I wanted you to leave Mike, I could understand him at times. Mm-hmm. Not with cheating, but I could understand him. Mm-hmm. And I do think that helped at times.
Mm-hmm. At a lot of times.
Yeah. But.
And you are loving. You're very loving. But I think you block
which,
loving.
Yes, no, that's an eight. Mm-hmm. That's okay. What I'm saying. That's an eight. It's like underneath, they have a very loving, and if they're passionate about something, they will go to war for it. But it's hard to kind of show that.
What blocks it? I'd love to understand that.
Me too. Welcome to my next couple years of therapy, Nana. Just come with us. I'll let you know.
I mean, we all have, you know, I've got blocks of why you've got blocks. I'm just like... From like showing that, mm-hmm. showing it.
I will say from my experience, tell me if this resonates with you at all. I block because growing up, I could not, my feelings were not honored. So to have a feeling didn't mean much. So I would pick a second or third feeling that could fit into this really dysfunctional family system.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, oh no, the mic went down and I was like, oh, I don't know, what's happening?
Yeah, for sure.
But I feel like I block because I'm like, well, what I have to say ultimately doesn't feel very important.
I think it's a mix of that. And I think I learned today with an eight too, it seems weak.
Oh.
And so like we pride ourselves on being strong and independent mm-hmm. and it makes us feel weak is another part of it. But yes, childhood stuff for sure.
That's interesting. It makes you feel weak. Mm-hmm. That's very eight.
Yeah.
You're such a leader. I feel like leaders are eights.
Yeah,
are leaders.
They are. No, for sure.
I mean,
yeah.
Twos are just over here trying to help each other out so much we can't even get out of the house. So that's why the eights really matter.
But you're such a... Yeah, I don't know. There's such a mix.
She's a real
this
helper.
Just became another
she's
therapy
like, come,
session.
Come to the podcast. And I love everything you're doing and saying. She's just so helpful. She's just so like, I even said to my friend Heather on the way here, I was like, Jana just makes me feel like I'm a person, a whole person. Like I don't have to.
Well, on another note, I think Amy would be very proud of us.
I do
because
too.
We're all fans. Therapizing everybody.
We should have her listen to this episode.
I have a question. Can I ask a question before we leave?
I need to figure out what Ian's number is, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he is an eight, you cannot just take that and let that be.
I need him to read the book. Don't take the test. I've taken three workshops on
Enneagram.
I was reading
the book today, and it was great. I felt so good about it.
You don't have to read the whole thing. But The Road Back to You is the best way to figure out your own number. And then The Path Between Us is the best book for how to Enneagram each other.
Okay.
Love it.
I need him to, he's great.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I was actually thinking this yesterday and just wonder like, do you and Ian ever fight? Are we just in shirtless makeout bliss?
Gosh.
Like, I want to know for real. Because I haven't heard about any fights. I mean, you're around more than I am.
I haven't.
But I'm like, we have not fought with Ian, I don't think.
Him, he's like really great.
This is great.
No, I mean, it's just me, honestly.
Not the story of our life.
Like, I read this quote, or actually, I think I put it up on my Instagram the other day. I put it up there yesterday. And it was, I'm going to tell it to you right now. It is... Yes, toxic relationships are hard, but do you know what else is hard? Your first healthy relationship after a toxic one. No one talks about how hard it is to unlearn all the toxic behaviors you adapted as a coping mechanism. How hard is it to convince yourself that you're safe now? And like, even just like the other night, we were talking about something and I just like immediately shut off because he said something and it made me feel stupid. He wasn't trying to make me feel stupid, but like Mike always made me feel stupid because he'd be like, what don't you understand about that? And like mocking.
The irony of that sentence is really something to me, and I'm not trying to hate on him, but Mike making you feel stupid is really ironic to me. Continue.
But I just immediately shut off and he was like, whoa, like what, like, you know, what's the change? And I was just like, nothing. So it's like me trying to it's just like, oof. And bless. And he just like, he just sits there. And then I feel like his, like, he's like, I'm trying so hard to not say anything that's going to trigger you. Or, you know, he's like, I'm trying to say all the right things and I'm trying to, you know, not say it like this or say it like this or not trigger this. And he's like, it's just really hard. And I'm just like, I like felt his, like, he's like exhausted.
Sincerity too.
And he's tired.
Yeah. Sure.
And then I feel bad.
Preston's going to want to tune into this part of the podcast for sure. It is hard though when you have someone that actually like cares and you're so used to the bottom falling out that you're like, well, let me guess when the bottom's going to fall out next so I can just get ahead of it.
Almost. And I was like, why don't you just leave? I go, just leave.
You know what I've
you're
learned?
You're going to leave anyways.
Boys.
Do you say that to him?
I did. It was really mean. I had to stop saying that.
How does he handle that?
Like a seal.
Like a seal. No, it was one time and I told Amy about it and I was like, I was so upset. Oh, it was so hard. And I was like, I was seeing how far I can push. Cause I'm like, when I've done this before, I was either abused physically, mentally, emotionally, or they leave or whatever. So I'm going to see what I can say or do and see, like, I'm going to test him. Cause I know he's going to leave. I know he's going to walk out that door. And I mean, I said some really like not nice things to the point where I still like will cry about it. And I was like bawling, telling Amy it. And I go, what hurt the worst is how he responded. And she goes, what do you mean? She's like, he put his head down. He looked up at me. He goes, you're the most beautiful, loving person I've ever met. He goes, but your words really hurt.
Ooh.
Ooh. You guys.
And I.
In for president.
And I literally started like wailing, bawling. Cause I was like, that was not what I thought he was going to say. I thought he was going to be like, yeah, fuck you, you know, or whatever, or like lash back out at me. And that was like, and that for me was the switch to like,
wow. Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, you're not Mike. And you're not like, but like, and Amy, she goes, you know, she's like, it's so interesting. She's like, when I go to abuse shelters or women that have like been in like those situations or narcissist husband or whatever, she's like, those girls are tough and they're mean and they say things because that's like, that is their
protection.
That's their protection. Mm-hmm. She's like, and I'm like, and then me, I'm like, well, I don't know when that's going to, anyways, I could talk about this forever, but
control.
Yeah.
I think we all have.
I've learned one thing in my life and in my two marriages, boys leave and men stay.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So, I love Ian and I'm really proud of him.
And I was saying though, in therapy about the whole control thing with Amy, I was just like, but when is it going to, like, I'm thinking like, I'm sure he's talking to someone in his DMs or I'm sure like he's because they cheat, they lie. But that's what I've known.
Right.
So I'm like, of course he's going to.
Well,
of course
like
he's going to leave.
Your brain. I mean, you're so used to looking for that, thinking that's happening.
And it's always been like 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I'm at. It's like, I'll just guess where the bottom's going to fall out because it's easier.
Or I do it. That's what I'm trying. That's what I was trying to do that night, like a month ago. I was literally saying the nastiest things. I'm like, I know he's going to come back at me and like start yelling or be defensive. And like, he's going to like walk out and slam the door. Like,
sooner.
Yeah. So I'm like, let me just get it over with. Let me just end this real fast. And then he said that. And I was just like,
Ian.
Ian. I'm just so afraid. But it's like, yeah. But
that was a good response for you though. I mean, I know that was hard. I know that was hard to hear, but then that allowed you to then break down and see that versus then just going back and forth and fighting.
I just how he sees you. Like he really sees you as a person. And it really just matters. I mean, he's not.
But again, I'm like, I go to this place. Well, I don't know. But hey, here's the thing. I'm fasting. I can't control it. So I'm just going to pray to God no matter what happens.
I trust you, God.
I trust you, God. And if it's not the one, I know I'm not going to die because did I die from my divorce? Nope. I'm still here.
Nope.
We're laughing. We're loving. So God, look at that. That was a good fast. I'm not going to control it.
Well, you can't. And we won't because we're going to be tired. So I'd rather be.
What's our chant? I feel like we can't. We won't.
We will.
Oh, cheer.
Yes.
Oh, I watched it. I fast forward to the end. I had to know.
Did you cry? I cried at the end. I cried in 5 and the end.
I mean, this is,
their exchange just got me.
Oh, with Ladarius?
Yeah.
Bald.
That's what I was talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. Yep. Bald.
Exchange just killed me.
But I was like, he got so upset about, this is like totally going on. Sorry guys. Like we're like, just like having a girl moment. This is like, welcome to our girl chat time.
This is real life.
The most like real life time right now. We're running a little late. Sorry. But no, with cheer, Ladarius, like he was so upset about her doing Dancing with the Stars that like she abandoned him. But mm-hmm. It was like, he thinks that's his mom.
That's his childhood trauma, man.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh my God. Like, killed me. I can't even think about it.
I'm just so happy that they had that. And I loved how she said, this doesn't have to be on camera. Oh, they're still fighting?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. If somebody wants to let me know, that'd be great. Cause yeah. I'm like trying to figure it out, please. But like her crying and then, I can't.
But I will say too, I don't understand how Trinity won. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Major spoiler alert. Me neither.
Cause I'm like, the guy literally... Like they only had one drop. She didn't even touch the floor. And the other one had like a massive mistake too.
On the first day though.
Yeah.
Not the second day.
First day doesn't matter.
It matters less. I think it was 25-75 maybe. I can't remember. It wasn't 50-50. So it's a less percentage.
I'll teach you more about cheer.
Yeah. No, cheer's a really good show.
So good. Anyway. Wow. That was a lot of ups and downs.
Squirrels. Ups and downs. I'm sorry about the eights. No, please, I love eights. Now I love eights and I love people in June.
It rhymes with great, so that's exciting.
Eight is great. Eight is
Christine
great.
Feels like great. She has to talk me up right now. I can tell. Well,
I have
you
to
are
get
very
my...
loving. Just because you don't give me hugs doesn't mean that you don't.
That's what
love
I'm trying
me.
To like.
And I know that out. You are lovable.
Well, you know,
you are.
Some people are the huggers, and some people get hugged. And I think we know who we are. And I think we know that Catherine wants to file a police report every now and again.
But. Hey, this is why we work. Queendom works because everyone has a different personality.
And Julie is not a two.
Julie is not a two.
Right, you
we
just need
love
Julie.
You, Jules.
She's not a two.
She might be an eight.
I think so. So yeah, I think like it's good. It's balanced.
See? It's not just me.
No.
I know. I knew. Close.
I knew when you said that. I was like, I'm pretty sure Mike and I are probably the same.
Yeah. Well,
but
I love you.
I love
and
you.
And I love you.
In a tulle skirt. I'm really insecure right now. I just got to go to a costume
like,
change.
I've never worn one.
But then she was like, I want to do a premiere. Change. And I'm like, well, that seems like a big deal to me.
She's going to think about that forever.
I'm going to stay at home.
All right.
All
right. So
this can go on forever.
Anyone, I know. We're going to stop because if anyone, this is what happens when part of the queendom comes together. Let's talk next week. Should I have Ian on sometime? I feel like he's a little like, he's too shy. He's so shy.
He's a little shy. But so am I.
I feel like we should trick him. I feel like you should record and he shouldn't know. And then he'd be, because
at some point we have to set these up when people don't know and just let it just roll. It'd be so funny.
And they can sign a waiver after.
A waiver. Just so you know, we've been recording this entire time. Oh, yeah. He'll wear a shirt. Someone's, you know,
I think he'd open up more if he had a shirt off.
Time out really fast. True. Someone the other day, like, it's like body shaming my boyfriend because they were saying like, your boyfriend's so full of himself. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
And he goes, because he never wears a shirt. And I was just like, so if someone just wears like a sports bra all day, are they full of themselves?
Like Jana, if I looked like you, I'd be naked all the
That's
time.
Everyone's okay. response. Anyways. That's the men's response
but
to Ian.
Saying,
if I
like,
look like him,
I
have a shirt
of himself. Like he's just like, he just happens to have a shirt off a lot.
I didn't wonder if he had an allergy to shirts at first, but
you
now
could
I
be
know.
Confident in your body and not full of yourself too, by the way.
Yeah. You could also just be a badass.
And like,
not
and
wear
he's,
a shirt.
And he's very like shy. Like in my stories, people are like, he comes off arrogant. And I'm like, but he's just very shy. Like
again,
he's not arrogant.
Everyone's personalities are different.
Yeah. So don't judge what you see.
And
on.
If any girls were going to shake his ass down, it's your friends.
Yeah.
He's not arrogant.
Trust. They've.
We already have that.
Okay. All right. Talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.